These are the dreamy sounds of John Mayer with Love on the Weekend on the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge. Good Monday morning to you. It is 8:21. I am Jesse B. Box is taking a vacation day, making his way back from Florida. Hope he had a wonderful weekend at the Dead Kennedy show. He did share some pictures on Instagram, so I'm thinking he had a good time.
I'm sure he did.
I've got intern Claudia in with me this morning.
Good morning.
First official day as an intern. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
Doing all
I'm having a lot of fun.
Really important behind the scenes things here, and she's killing it. She's knocking it out of the park. And of course, my guest co-host for the day, Maggie Halsey, who is a local music blogger and just fabulous lady about town. You can
find her
at Disco TP online. Check out her blog. You also write for Skirt Magazine.
Yep, and now Charleston Grit and a TV show, TV segment actually, on Fox 24.
Fantastic. Yep. So you can find her everywhere.
Yep.
Be your Maggie, face on TV.
Yep.
Maggie is also the plus one to the double date. Box is plus one to the Ray double date, which we are coordinating. So we're going to talk to Maggie a little more about this and kind of what her role is on this date. But first, we're going to take a look at the roadways from the John Price Law Firm Traffic Center.
The John Price Law Firm, bring more to the table.
Let's give Ray an intro.
Hey, Ray. Good morning. The officials are reporting one accident west Montague near I-26 in front of the McDonald's. One disabled vehicle, I-26 eastbound at the 201. Plenty of stop and go. Mark Clark eastbound up and over the Don Holt Bridge. Drive carefully. Have a great morning. I'm Ray Lewis for the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.
Thank you, Ray. We are going to have a beautiful day today. A little cool, sunny and a high of 55. Tomorrow, sunny and 67. Wednesday, sunny and 73. It is currently 41 degrees at the Sound of Charleston. All right. So let's set this up a little bit, because this all started, I think it was last week, early last week. Ray ended up across the hall. He works mornings. In addition to doing our traffic, he works mornings for Bubba the Love Sponge, which is our morning show on 98 Rock, our sister station. And he ended up on air with Bubba the Love Sponge for about like 10 minutes talking about his love life.
Awesome.
And how he is looking for love. And he came in here and he was like kind of shaken up about it. He was nervous. He was like, I'm sorry. I can't believe I was on air. They were talking to me about all this. And we were like, Ray, let's run with this. Are you in? And he was pretty pumped. So we put a call out for any ladies who are interested in going on a date with Ray. He is the father of two adorable children. He has partial custody of them. He loves spending time with them, gets really excited anytime he gets to have them for weekends or weekdays or whatever it is. And is just ready. He's, you know,
really sweet guy.
It's that time. He is sweet. And so we wanted submissions for women who are interested in dating Ray. We've had about 7 so far. And when we were first talking about this, because you listen in the morning, Maggie.
Yeah. So I listen every morning and I heard you guys talking about setting up Ray on a date because he is the Charleston Bachelor.
Absolutely.
And I texted Box and said, if you guys are really going to do this, I want to be your plus one and we're going to go on a double date, because it's so much easier to go on a first date. I feel like if there's another couple,
exactly,
it kind of takes the pressure off and it probably makes it a little bit more fun. And I mean, let's be honest, I will probably get drunk and be the comedic relief for everyone here.
And you can open up more.
They can laugh at me. That's something they'll have in common.
So behind the scenes, Maggie comes in this morning and we're talking. She's like, I need to meet Ray. Like, wait a minute. You're going to be the plus one on his double date and you haven't
met him. I've never met him. Yeah, I know.
So we just had the intro here.
He's lovely.
He is lovely. Very soft-spoken person. And we were discussing, what do we do? Do we do brunch, lunch? Because dinner was the initial plan, but there is a little more pressure that's kind of put on a dinner date. Mm-hmm. It's a little more like supposed to be quote unquote romantic or, you know.
Yeah, it's a little more formal and I feel like the pressure is really going to be on. So yeah, we were talking about lunch or brunch, and with brunch, it's a little more acceptable to have a cocktail, loosen you up a little bit. And then, you know, you have the rest of your day, or even lunch, you have the rest of the day to do whatever you need to do. So you kind of have an easy exit if the date's not going very well.
I agree. I agree for sure. And I think Ray's in on that too. He was all for the brunch or lunch. He said he doesn't typically do any drinking during the day.
Which is fine. No judgment.
Right? You can do that for him.
I'll do it for him. Box and I'll be the ones, you know, having a little cocktail in the corner, and, you know, Ray will have his love connection.
Exactly. I do know that Box likes his carafes of mimosas or Bellinis. He really likes the Bellini.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, he is fancy.
Isn't he? Box is a Bellini man. I'm getting a message from Benjamin Toy, who was a guest co-host of mine a couple of
moons ago,
back, is saying that he'll plan the date for free, which that's what Ben does. He plans outings and adventures and
aww,
cool things like that. So
we've got
like a community support group here for this date. So I think, Maggie, you should be a part of the choosing process. You should help because you're
picking the ladies.
Yes, because you're going to be on the
yes. Oh, I'm so excited.
To be continued.
Yeah, well, and you'll get the updates too from us.
Absolutely.
Definitely on the process. And do we have a date yet?
We don't.
We need to start tracking up to the date, I feel like.
Yeah, we're going to wait till Box gets back tomorrow, and then we'll start, you know, all right, here's going to be the process of choosing, and Ray's going to have input in that, obviously, and then we'll plan the date, and this should be good.
Well, and something else that I just thought about, we need to be careful about Valentine's Day, because
yes,
that may make it a little too romantic.
That was kind of the point, was that we were, you know, working our way up to, you know, will Ray find love for Valentine's Day, maybe?
Okay.
Not saying this has to be, you know.
By Valentine's Day. So we have 2 weeks to do this.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're going to have an awesome time. And you know, I'm not going to live video it, but maybe I'll do like tweet updates or something where
keep us posted.
Yeah, keep everybody posted on. We'll do Disco TP and Box in the morning. We'll tweet everybody. Yeah.
This should be fun. Coming up, we've got Alex the Kid and the XX with new music, all headed your way on the Sound of Charleston 105.5 The Bridge. 105.5.